In the first place, NERA is a document around electoral reform agenda, and this is informed by the fact that mostly the elections in Zimbabwe, maybe post-independence, has always been disputed, and especially when a critical opposition political party like the MDC got into the field. Most of the elections have been violent. We have seen destruction of property, the killing of people, and we have said that whilst even political parties would wish to get into the state house, it has always been very difficult because of the manner in which those political parties have been carried out. Not only that, but also because we had a very flawed constitution that centered around the presidency, we also realized that even taking the cases or electoral issues to the courts, there wasn't any reprieve that was coming out there because the courts themselves were equally controlled by the presidency. So the issue of NERA has actually been, how do we create a conducive environment for everyone, including the ruling party itself, to participate in an election that will bring back issues of legitimacy, that will bring back the issues of confidence, and that would also ensure that there is an economic turnaround. What we have seen is that during the time of the inclusive government, there was a huge economic turnaround. But what we saw after 2013 elections, we saw a demise of the economy, and ZANU-PF became so clueless, even if it had the majority in parliament and it was the government that was in power. So NERA in itself is trying to create that conducive environment to which everyone participates confidently, and it helps every other Zimbabwean to be proud Zimbabwean.
Thank you, Mr. Chisi. Coming to you, Mr. Chirumanzu, the yet-to-be-launched People First has now signed this document. Does it change anything in terms of Zimbabwe's political landscape, and what are you expecting?
You know, the problem I think we have in Zimbabwe, including the media, is that they, you know, kept on allocating that there is this thing or animal organization or movement called People's Face. It is not existing, and it does not have any leadership, and it is not even worth discussing, you know. So the issue is, it is still the same. The political situation in Zimbabwe remains the same, that there are so many organizations, you know, and other political parties trying to push ZANU-PF from power. But from the look of things, all these political parties and organizations, you know, all their moves has come to naught since 2000. So to be very honest with you, there is nothing to write home about.
Mr. Chisi, it is true that Mrs. Mjuru is yet to launch this political party. What does it mean? Why do you think she's taking her time to really come out in the open? Because at the end of the day, she has to say what she wants to do. She has to enunciate to the Zimbabwean people. Why? Because if you are working with this organization, probably you know something that we don't.
Not that I know anything that we already don't know about, but I'm sure that People First is a political party. They have got their own political strategy, and I'm sure that it will be very foolhardy for ZANU-PF to say, why is it that Mam Juru is not coming in the open and launch a political party? We begin to suspect that the reason why they want Mam Juru to come and form a political party is that because they are waiting to attack it just as much as they try to attack MDC as a political party. So Mam Juru and her team are strategic in terms of when they are going to form a political party. They've got the liberty and the right to form a political party when and as when they want. But for ZANU-PF to be bogged down to say it's a non-event, I'm sure that they are fooling themselves, because at the present moment, what we have seen by through People, they launched a document called Build, which is quite a very critical manifesto towards their launch. They have actually got people who have openly come up in the open and associated themselves with the leadership of Mam Juru. So for us, as far as we are concerned, there's something that is happening. So for them to come and sign NERA together with other political parties is an indication that ZANU-PF has become an isolated political party. They are in a solitary confinement. They are exposed, and they are desperate to clutch the waters that are already following them as a political movement. So we celebrate with Mam Juru and Vanadid Masumtaswa for seeing that the light is no longer with ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF is now a sunset political party that is waiting its demise, and the real life that we are looking at is the new generation that is going to be produced by the coming together of political parties to form a new government that is people-centered, people-driven, who know the atrocities that ZANU-PF is capable of.
Mr. Chirumanzu, do you agree with Mr. Chisi's assessment? Do you think ZANU-PF is a yesteryear party, that your chances are basically gone, you know, going forward?
ZANU-PF is a formidable party with, you know, history of fighting I mean, for the liberation of this country and presently the economy. So at the end of the day, you find that for all along, people have been praising MDC, that it is a political party led by young people and so forth. So it is going to move mountains in terms of political and economic situation in Zimbabwe. And that has come to naught. And for one to believe that former, cabinet ministers in ZANU-PF, they are going to do miracles. Honestly, I don't think it makes any sense. And that the political landscape is going to change. Honestly, one will be fooling himself. The issue here is that it is the ideology, it is the policy of all those organizations that have grouped together. Are they going to come up with a better policy as compared to that of ZANU-PF? And I can categorically say no, because the majority of Zimbabweans have said this now and again that they favor ZANU-PF.
Mr. Chisi, what are the chances of this document forcing the government's hand to implement the electoral reforms that you are asking for?
What is actually going to force the government to implement the issues of electoral reform is that the electoral reform agenda is not only centered around political parties themselves, but it brings together all the stakeholders involved in the electoral agenda and in the electoral management. So the government does not also want to see Zimbabwe being put on the spotlight for the wrong reasons, like rigging elections. So we really believe that as we move forward, the government will begin to implement these things, whether they like it or not. Remember, ZANU-PF never liked a new constitution. By the 11th hour, when we got our constitution, ZANU-PF had almost 261 amendments to the constitution, but they were whipped into line and they voted for it. Now, in terms of implementation, they don't want to implement it. So we know the behavior of ZANU-PF towards certain things. But the whole world is watching, and I'm sure that President Robert Mugabe would not want a legacy which goes by saying that he never really wanted what the majority of people liked. ZANU-PF, precisely at the present moment, all political parties put together, it belongs to the minority. So they have to implement.
Your last word, Mr. Chirumanzu.
It is very difficult for me to comment because, I've seen these things, come and go. And like my friend there says, every political party has a strategy. So, well, I would simply say it was a strategy for ZANU-PF to do what it did last time during the consultation process regarding the constitution. At the end of the day, like I said before, it is the policy that will make a political party worth its salt. So far, there is no any political party that can challenge ZANU-PF.
Thank you. And your last word, Mr. Chisi?
Our hope is that we are all Zimbabweans first before we belong to any political party. And if ZANU-PF is serious about ensuring that it remains people-centered, then it's high time that ZANU-PF changes its way of doing things, but also its attitude upon looking at other people. And we wish them all the best. And these political parties that are coming together to sign NERA, but also tomorrow, who are coming together at the People's Convergence, then it shows the beginning of a generation that is willing to take Zimbabwe forward.